There's been international condemnation of the plan for Gaza announced by the US President Donald Trump. At a news conference in Washington last night, Mr. Trump said the US should seize control of the Palestinian territory and permanently displace its entire population. He said the US would own the coastal enclave and turn it into a regional riviera. On his way into a cabinet meeting this morning, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said he had visited refugee camps in Egypt and Jordan, which he said were already under huge pressure to provide for the people there.
UNRWA is the key to sustaining those refugee camps with the Kingdom of Jordan and with the government of Jordan. They were very clear to me that they could not in any circumstance accept any more Palestinians in, and there would be enormous concern in Jordan and in Egypt at the idea that they could or that they would be in a position that are forced, if you like, to take more in.
China's foreign ministry said it opposed the forced transfer targeting the people of the Gaza Strip. Germany said the territory belonged to the Palestinians and their expulsion would be unacceptable and contrary to international law. Brazil said it made no sense. The Dáil will resume this afternoon following a two-week break, with statements due on the government's response to Storm Éowyn. Housing policy and the contentious Occupied Territories Bill are also due to be raised. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
The Cabinet met this morning at government buildings and backed the creation of two new advisory committees to respond to any changes in trade policy under President Trump. At 2 o'clock, the Dáil returns for the first time since the nomination of Micheál Martin as Taoiseach and the appointment of his Cabinet. With a row over speaking rights in the Dáil resolved for now, it's expected that housing policy will be one of the first issues to be raised with the Taoiseach. The opposition say Micheál Martin needs to explain, if not apologise, for claiming during the general election campaign that 40,000 new homes would be delivered in 2024, when the actual number was around 30,000. There will also be statements on the government's response to the storm, with the coalition expected to stoutly defend its record that all that could have been done was done to reconnect water and electricity supply. Later, Sinn Féin will move a Dáil motion today calling on the government to pass the Occupied Territories Bill without any further delay. However, the coalition's view is that legislation needs to be significantly amended. Paul Cunningham, RT News, Leinster House.
The families of further victims of the Omagh bombing have been giving evidence to the public inquiry into the 1998 bombing. Among those being remembered today are two 17-year-old schoolgirls who died in the explosion. From the inquiry, our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley.
Brenda Logue was 17 when she was murdered, a young woman of principle who fought for and won the right for girls at her school to wear trousers. She was also a talented county standard GAA player. Her mother, Mary, was diagnosed with terminal cancer last year and died before she could give evidence to this inquiry. But her son, Cathal, read it on her behalf at today's hearing. In the emotional testimony, Mary wondered whether Brenda could have helped Tyrone lift an All-Ireland title. Another 17-year-old, Jolene Marlowe, was also remembered. Her mother spoke of their concerns as their daughter prepared to go to Belfast for study. Little did they know, she said, that she would be killed on the streets of their own market town. Conor McCauley, RT News, at the Omagh Inquiry.
Three men have been convicted by the Central Criminal Court on charges of rape and sexual assault of a woman they met in a Dublin nightclub in August 2019. 39-year-old Anthony Hickey, a personal trainer from Ballyogan Square, Carrick Mines in Dublin, was convicted of raping the woman at his then home in Dundrum and of oral rape and sexual assault in a car. 42-year-old Fabio Vincente of Little Newtown, Enniskerry, County Wicklow, was convicted of raping the woman in a car and at the same house. 34-year-old Martin Zolfikari from Marley Court, Rathfarnham, Dublin 16, was found guilty of orally raping the woman at the same house. He was found not guilty of sexually assaulting her in a car. All three men had denied all the charges and said any sexual activity on the night was consensual. They've been remanded in custody and will be sentenced on the 10th of March, when the judge will also hear victim impact evidence. Ireland will need to build 93,000 homes a year to meet demand between now and 2031, according to a report from stockbroker Davy. The figure is much higher than that contained in the Coalition's programme for government, which envisages building 60,000 homes annually over the next 5 years. Our economic and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy.
Last year, there were only 30,000 homes built in Ireland. That was far below what had been predicted by the government. Today, Davy puts a much higher estimate on the number of homes needed at 93,000 per annum. It also says the shortfall in housing is now 230,000 homes. It says the lack of housing is impacting on younger people having children. And it calls for urgent reform of the planning system, an overhaul of rent controls, and a reduction in building costs to address the housing crisis.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
There'll be isolated showers in the north and west, otherwise it'll be dry with sunny spells. Highest temperatures will range from 7 to 10 degrees. Tonight will be cold and dry, with long clear spells and light winds. Frost and ice are expected as temperatures fall to between minus 3 and plus 2 degrees.